Welcome back to the deep dive. This time, we're going kind of deep into New York City legislation, but with a bit of a twist. You sent us this interview with Alan Moussaoui, the NYC Council's chief data scientist. And honestly, it's got some really cool stuff about AI. I was surprised. Who knew data science was playing such a big role in city government?
Yeah, it's definitely an unexpected intersection. I think what really stood out to me right away was Moussaoui himself, computational physicist, then software engineer, and now he's using AI to like help shape policy.
Yeah, he's bridging the gap between theoretical science and like practical governance.
Exactly.
And one of the first problems he tackled was something that seems so simple, but could be a huge headache, duplicate legislation.
Right.
So imagine tons of council members, all with great ideas, but how do you make sure credit goes where it's due and nobody's wasting time on things already in the works?
That's a really good point. And it's a perfect example of where machine learning can really be a game changer, you know? Their duplicate check tool uses algorithms to sift through tons of legislative proposals and spot potential overlaps based on the actual content.
Talk about efficiency. It's like having a digital assistant who's read every single law book ever written.
That's a great way to put it.
What I found even more interesting, though, was Moussaoui's emphasis on transparency. This tool isn't just about saving time. It's about making sure the legislative process is fair and everyone gets recognized for their contributions.
Yeah. And that focus on transparency is a recurring theme throughout the interview. He really pushes back against the black box nature of some AI models, where even the developers might not understand how the AI is arriving at its conclusions. Moussaoui wants to ensure that the AI used in the council is understandable and its logic can be traced back.
And this is where those RAG models come in, right?
Right.
I'll admit, when I first saw that acronym, I thought maybe the council was getting into the fashion industry or something.
Yeah, I can see the confusion there. RSAI stands for Retrieval Augmented Generation.
Okay.
Which is a mouthful, but basically it's a way to combine the power of a massive database with a generative AI.
So it's not just letting the AI run wild and make stuff up.
Exactly. Think of it like this. You ask the RJ model a legal question. First, it dives into its database of legal documents, precedents, all that good stuff, and pulls out the most relevant information. Then that information is fed to the generative AI part, which uses it to craft a well-informed response.
So it's like a lawyer who can instantly access every legal text ever written and then synthesize it into a clear answer.
Pretty much.
That's got to be incredibly helpful for policymakers.
Absolutely. And it directly addresses Moussaoui's concerns about transparency because you can see exactly what sources the AI is drawing from to reach its conclusions.
Now, where things get really interesting is when Moussaoui starts talking about the nuts and bolts of their AI system. He's a big believer in keeping everything on-premise, meaning their servers and data stay there in City Hall.
It is a bit of a contrarian stance in a world where everyone seems to be rushing to the cloud. But Moussaoui makes a compelling case for why having full control over their data and systems is crucial, especially when you're dealing with sensitive information that impacts New Yorkers.
Sure, the cloud is convenient, but would you want your city's most important data just floating around out there?
Yeah.
Moussaoui's approach is more like having a secure vault where everything is carefully managed and protected.
Right.
And this preference for control extends to his choice of software, too. Moussaoui is a huge advocate for open source solutions, which means the underlying code of their AI systems is accessible to anyone.
Right.
Okay, help me understand why that's such a big deal. Isn't most software proprietary, like a secret recipe companies guard closely?
It is, but Moussaoui sees open source as a way to foster transparency and collaboration. It allows others to examine the code, understand how it works, and even suggest improvements. He envisions a future where cities share their AI tools and expertise, creating a network of innovation that benefits everyone.
That's a pretty bold vision.
Yeah.
It's like taking the spirit of open data and applying it to the very tools that help us make sense of that data.
Exactly. And it aligns perfectly with his overall philosophy. Demystifying AI, making it understandable, accessible, not just something shrouded in secrecy.
Right.
But even with all his enthusiasm for AI's potential, Moussaoui's also very clear-eyed about its limitations.
Yeah, he makes this great point about how even the most sophisticated AI doesn't really understand the information it's processing. It's more like it's incredibly good at predicting the next word in a sequence. like a super advanced version of those Mad Libs games we used to play.
Yes.
As kids.
I love that analogy.
Yeah.
It really highlights that difference between artificial intelligence and genuine human comprehension.
Yeah.
We can think critically, understand nuances, make judgments based on a whole range of factors.
Yeah.
AI, as impressive as it is still largely driven by pattern recognition.
So Musawi's saying, hey, AI is an amazing tool, but let's not get carried away. It's not a replacement for human judgment and careful analysis, especially when it comes to shaping policies that affect people's lives, which is incredibly refreshing to hear, honestly. He's advocating for a balanced approach where AI enhances human capabilities, not replaces them.
Exactly. And that brings us to another fascinating aspect of Musawi's work, his dedication to education. Remember how he's developing a LinkedIn Learning course on ARG models?
It's like he's saying, look, I believe in this technology, but I also believe everyone should have the chance to understand it.
Right.
It's almost like a counterpoint to the whole AI is going to take over the world narrative. He's making AI knowledge accessible.
Yeah, and that's especially important when we're talking about something as potentially impactful as AI being used in government.
So what we're seeing here is someone who's not just a brilliant technologist, but also a thoughtful leader, really pushing for responsible and transparent use of AI.
It's inspiring, honestly, and it makes you wonder, what other unexpected places are people like Musawi shaking things up and using AI to make a real difference?
We'll dive into that question and more when we come back. But for now, take a moment to digest this incredible interview. What are your initial takeaways? What surprised you? What questions are popping up in your mind? We'll be back soon to continue this fascinating deep dive into the world of AI in the NYC Council. Welcome back to The Deep Dive. We're picking up our conversation about Alan Musawi and his work bringing AI to the New York City Council. Before the break, we're really digging into his commitment to transparency and how that plays out in his preference for on-premise infrastructure and open source software. It's like he's building a model for responsible AI development right in the heart of city government.
Yeah, it is refreshing to see someone in Musawi's position kind of bucking the trend of relying solely on cloud providers and proprietary solutions. You know, his focus on having complete control over their data and systems sends a clear message about the importance of security and customization, especially when dealing with information that impacts New Yorkers.
You know, when we talk about on-premise infrastructure, I have to admit my initial thought was of some dusty server room tucked away in the basement of City Hall.
Right.
But what Musawi is actually doing is creating a highly tailored system that's specifically designed to meet the unique needs of the council.
It's like he's a master craftsman building a bespoke suit. You know, he's not settling for off-the-rack solutions. He's carefully selecting each component, making sure it fits perfectly and serves its purpose. And that level of customization is much easier to achieve when you're not bound by the limitations of a cloud provider.
And this commitment to customization extends to his use of open source software. It's not just about cost savings. It's about having the flexibility to adapt and modify the software as their needs evolve. Plus, by making the code publicly available, he's inviting others to examine it, contribute to its development, and even adapt it for their own purposes.
Musawi's approach is a powerful counterpoint to the often secretive world of AI development. It's about building trust, fostering collaboration, and ensuring that these powerful tools are used ethically and responsibly. And it's not just about the technology itself. It's about creating a culture of transparency and accountability.
His vision of sharing the council's AI tools with other municipalities is a perfect example of this. It's like he's saying, look, we've developed something that works. Let's share it so others can benefit. It's a gesture of generosity and a recognition that many of the challenges faced by cities are shared challenges.
Yeah, it's a reminder that technology can be a powerful force for good when it's used to connect people, share knowledge, and solve problems collaboratively. Imagine a network of cities all contributing to a shared pool of open source AI tools for governance. That's a powerful idea.
It's definitely a shift from the competitive mindset that often dominates the tech world. Musawi is promoting a more cooperative approach, one that prioritizes the common good and recognizes that we're all in this together.
And this brings us back to a point we touched on earlier, the importance of human judgment in the age of AI. Musawi is very clear about the fact that AI, even the most sophisticated AI, is not a replacement for human decision-making.
Right. He emphasizes that while AI can be an incredible tool for analyzing data, identifying patterns, and providing insights, the ultimate responsibility for making decisions, especially decisions that impact people's lives, lies with humans.
It's a reminder that AI is a tool, not a master. We need to use it wisely, ethically, and with a clear understanding of its limitations. We can't simply abdicate our responsibility to machines, no matter how impressive their capabilities may seem.
He uses a great analogy to illustrate this point, comparing large language models to those Mad Libs games we used to play as kids. Sure, these models can generate incredibly sophisticated, even human-sounding text.
But just like filling in the blanks in a Mad Lib story doesn't make you a novelist, stringing words together in a grammatically correct sequence doesn't mean the AI truly understands the meaning or the context of what it's saying.
It's a great way to demystify AI and remind us that for all its advancements, it still operates on a fundamentally different level than human consciousness. We have the ability to think critically, understand nuance, and make judgments based on a complex web of factors that AI simply cannot replicate.
Misawi's analogy highlights the importance of maintaining a healthy skepticism when evaluating AI's output. We can't simply take it at face value. We need to ask questions, dig deeper, and consider the potential biases or limitations that might be at play.
It's like using a GPS to navigate a new city. It can give you directions, but it's up to you to decide where you want to go and to be aware of your surroundings. You wouldn't blindly follow it off a cliff, right?
Exactly. We need to use our own judgment, our own critical thinking skills to evaluate AI's recommendations and make sure they align with our values and our goals.
Misawi's approach is a call for a more balanced and nuanced understanding of AI. It's not about fearing the technology or blindly embracing it as a panacea. It's about recognizing both its potential and its limitations and using it responsibly to improve our lives and our communities. And his work developing that LinkedIn Learning course on RAG models is a perfect example of that.
It's a way to empower others with the knowledge they need to understand AI, evaluate its claims, and contribute to its development in a meaningful way. It's about democratizing access to AI and ensuring that it's used for the benefit of all, not just a select few.
I think what really stands out for me is Misawi's unwavering commitment to transparency and accountability. It's evident in his preference for on-premise infrastructure, his embrace of open-source software, and his dedication to educating others about AI.
It's a model for how we can approach this powerful technology in a way that prioritizes human values, fosters collaboration, and ensures that AI serves as a tool for positive change.
It's a reminder that the future of AI is not predetermined. We have the power to shape its development and use it to create a world that is more equitable and more sustainable.
And it's stories like Misawi's that give me hope that we're moving in the right direction.
This has been a fascinating deep dive into the world of AI in government. We've covered a lot of ground, but there's still more to explore. Join us for the final part of this episode, where we'll reflect on what we've learned and consider the broader implications of AI's growing influence in our lives. Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We've been on quite a journey exploring how AI is being used in the New York City Council thanks to that insightful interview you shared with us. Before the break, we were discussing Alan Musawi's focus on transparency and the importance of human judgment when working with AI.
What struck me most was how Musawi's approach really challenges some of the prevailing narratives about AI. He's not presenting it as this magical solution or like a looming threat. He's treating it as a powerful tool that needs to be carefully managed and understood.
It's like he's saying, let's demystify AI and look at it with a critical but optimistic eye. And his commitment to open source software and on-premise infrastructure is a big part of that. It's about making the technology and the decision-making process more accessible and understandable to everyone.
Think of it like this. Instead of just seeing the impressive output of an AI system, Musawi was inviting us to kind of peek behind the curtain and understand the mechanics, the data, the algorithms that drive those results.
Right.
It's like he's saying, don't just trust the magic, understand how the trick works.
And that level of transparency is so important, especially when we're talking about AI being used in government.
Yep.
Decisions made by algorithms can have a real impact on people's lives. So we need to ensure those decisions are made fairly, ethically, and with accountability.
It's not about eliminating AI from the equation, but rather ensuring that it's used in a way that aligns with our values and serves the public good. Musawi's approach could be a model for other cities and organizations looking to implement AI responsibly.
He's really setting a precedent for a more transparent and accountable approach to AI development. But as we've discussed, even with all the benefits AI can bring, Musawi is also keenly aware of its limitations. His analogy comparing large language models to Mad Libs was a real eye-opener.
Yeah, it is so easy to get caught up in the impressiveness of AI's ability to generate human-like text and forget that it doesn't actually understand the meaning behind those words. Musawi's analogy reminds us that AI, for all its advancements, still operates on a fundamentally different level than human consciousness.
It's like watching a skilled magician perform an illusion. We might be amazed by the trick, but we know deep down that there's a method behind the magic.
Right.
It's not supernatural. It's a carefully crafted performance. And similarly, AI can create impressive results. But it's important to remember that it's still just a tool, a complex set of algorithms following instructions. It lacks the critical thinking, the nuanced understanding, the ability to make judgments based on context that we humans possess.
Yeah.
So while AI can be a valuable asset in government, it's crucial to remember that it shouldn't replace human judgment and ethical considerations. We need to maintain that human oversight and ensure that AI is used to augment our decision-making, not dictate it.
Moussaoui's approach embodies that balance beautifully. He's enthusiastic about AI's potential, but also grounded in a realistic understanding of its limitations. He's not afraid to push the boundaries of what's possible with technology, but he's also committed to ensuring that it's used responsibly and ethically.
It's a perspective that we can all learn from, whether we're working directly with AI or simply encountering it in our daily lives. We need to be informed consumers of AI, questioning its outputs, understanding its limitations, and holding its developers accountable.
This deep dive has been a fantastic exploration of how AI is being used in an unexpected setting, the New York City Council. It's shown us that even in the realm of government, innovation is happening and technology is being used to create positive change.
It's also highlighted the importance of transparency, accountability, and human judgment as we navigate the increasingly complex world of AI. We hope you've enjoyed this deep dive as much as we have. Remember, knowledge is power. And the more we understand about the technology shaping our world, the better equipped we are to use them wisely and ethically.
So keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep diving deeper into the fascinating world of AI. You never know what insights you might uncover.
Thanks for joining us on the Deep Dive. Until next time, happy exploring.